The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And we are staying with New York now because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are hosting their multi-million dollar wedding celebration at Madison Square Garden in New York City over the 4th of July weekend. Or so we believe. I mean, that is the very strong rumour at this stage. And on foot of that, we asked Henry McKean to go to Manhattan in the heat wave that is currently happening there, just so he could try and get into the wedding, really, and see what's happening. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning from New York City. And yeah, it's 39 degrees. That's how much it will reach today. It is stifling.
But it's worth it, is it?
There is air conditioning. There's air conditioning that does help. But yeah, I mean, all eyes yesterday and this morning are on this wedding. There's going to be so many more deliveries today. Remember, we are 5 hours behind. But there's dozens of trucks delivering things like trees, food, flowers. There's been road closures. They're actually making it quite difficult for journalists to see what exactly is going on inside Madison Square Garden. We think it's going to cost up to $20 million. We expect a rehearsal dinner today with about 100 people. And then tomorrow, the actual wedding will be 1,000 people. There's going to be big guests coming. Again, I haven't got the guest list yet.
Well, you're not honest. That's the main thing I'm worried about. But Henry, up until I'm speaking to you today, I thought all of this was rumour, that nothing had been confirmed. Are you telling us now that this is definitely going ahead this weekend?
Well, we think it's going to go ahead. I can't say 100%. What I can say is 90% it's going to go ahead. Speaking to people on the ground here, speaking to officials, and you're right, the guest list, we don't know exactly who's on the guest list. There's loads of speculation. We think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be here. We think the New York Knicks will be here too. Sabrina Carpenter, Ed Sheeran, Stevie Nicks could perform. And it will be black tie, Claire. And I didn't bring my tuxedo, but I can still get one. I can still buy one. Here
with shorts.
Excited. Well, I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. We all are in this heat. And again, I'll have to bring a towel just because of the actual the warmth. It's just so sweaty.
I'm Henry McKean. I'm here for the wedding with my towel. Classy, Henry. I think it might work. It might get you in. It might do you instead of a ticket. Actually, it'd be so novel.
Oh. Well, this is it. This is the invitation of all invitations. They've compared it to a royal wedding. Here is an excited Taylor Swift superfan.
You're a Swiftie. How excited are you about this wedding, if it is a wedding, happening behind us?
I am super excited. I'm a New Yorker. Love Taylor Swift. I think these guys need to get married as soon as possible. And the fact that she chose New York of all the places, you got this beautiful mansion in like Rhode Island, where she wants to get married in, I'm totally going to be camping out just to see her. Absolutely.
It's 40 degrees heat.
Who cares?
It's so
I'll get
hot.
Like cold water. I'll do whatever. But just to see her, oh my God, totally hands down. Anything to see her.
So you are excited. Is this the wedding of the century?
It probably is. I mean, I think other people have had a good wedding, like Jeff Bezos and stuff. But this is real. This is not fake news. This is a real wedding.
This is real
love.
News.
I mean, she's had, like 8-9 boyfriends. It's the first one that she's been with, for 3 years. 2 years, 3 years, 3 years, August 2023. Absolutely, the best wedding of the century.
So you're going to just keep an eye out, camp out?
150%, not just me. There's so many of us. Like, we're all New Yorkers. We're all going to be around here. It's going to be, like it says, it's going to be an economic engine. People are going to have water, dances. There's going to be all kind of merchandise, everything you can think of. And Kelce states that it's, 75% chance now of actually that the wedding is here tomorrow. So we're super pumped. That's why we came here today, just to see what's going on. Super duper excited for Taylor Swift. We do yoga. Guess what we're going to do? Tomorrow we're going to be doing some yoga poses while we're waiting for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Yay!
Gosh, the super fans are out in force. They really love her. Like, this is a true and pure love, Henry. Will you explain to us why Taylor Swift is so popular?
Yeah, you're right. She gets bigger and bigger. I think it's that kind of girl next door country, that confessional songwriting, a kind of deep emotional connection with her fan base. And she keeps reinventing her music over and over again. And also, she's a brilliant businesswoman. We think that she could be a billionaire. And there's an intense loyalty. You heard it there from that fan. And all ages, young and old. And we expect them to camp outside with the media. And I did get to meet some of the journalists, including a man from Longford working in New York since 1988.
Eamon Reynolds, originally from Longford, working for New York One News, Spectrum News.
What do we know? What do we know about this wedding?
Well, we know we got about 50 trucks coming in here. We got a bunch of security. We have a whole bunch of no parking signs all over the place. And it kind of reminds me of the Knicks just won in the basketball. And it seems like it's at that level of a production. So security's gone overboard, and it's in the middle of a World Cup. It's probably the last thing we need.
Hi, my name's Angela, and I live here in New York, actually not too far from MSG.
Angela, you're a journalist, but you're also a Swiftie. Those two things are combining. How are you feeling?
You know, it's exciting, but also this area has seen a lot of action with the Knicks and everything, so I think there's a little bit of fatigue happening as well with the city.
The World Cup is taking place just around the corner. But this wedding is up there with a royal wedding. You know, it's huge. Why is it so big?
Taylor Swift and her music tend to capture the zeitgeist of what's going on, and that really translates not only from her concerts, but to just, you know, social media and social constructs in general, and I think that just has really gripped everybody.
Behind us, we know they're making deliveries. We know that they're trying to keep this on the hush-hush. They've got a huge trouble. What do you know?
I know that she secured a permit for the weekend of July 4th.
It's so New York, isn't it, Henry? You know, we are, you know, very happy that Taylor Swift is coming, but we're a bit busy at the moment. Like, that's the vibe, isn't it, from those people you spoke to?
This is an absolutely huge city, but and they're hosting the World Cup, and the finals are going to be here in New York too. So they're busy. You know, we've got this massive game, Norway-Brazil, coming up. I was in Bloom's pub last night, and they were busy with the Americans playing in the World Cup of two on the television. So it is absolutely huge. And the Americans, they're used to massive events here in Manhattan, and I'm speaking to you from the Fitzpatrick's Hotel, and like that, there's so much going on, but like that, they still have time for this huge wedding.
And I'm sure they do. I was listening to Shane Beattie's newspaper review this morning here on Breakfast Briefing, and he was talking about the fact that they're trying to put a castle structure inside Madison Square Garden. I don't know if you heard that. They're also putting trees in there, and there's rumours about a pink carpet.
Yeah, all of those rumours could be true because there's been so many trucks coming through, and they've deliberately tried to make it difficult for us to see. We know that the paparazzi, or the new paparazzi, which are the YouTubers, no offence to YouTubers, even though I've got so much respect for paparazzi, because they get us those images to get inside. And I just hope we're not wrong, but we know there's been a large carpet delivered. Then they removed it. The New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdini and the NYPD have both said that there's going to be a large event and a permit has been filed inside Madison Square Garden. So we know there's something going on inside. And the heavy lockdown, there is police everywhere. There is security everywhere. You can't walk down the street. And for me, I haven't seen lockdowns like this before. You know, the Oscars, there's a bit of a lockdown around that. And as we know, the World Cup, but this is even bigger. I haven't seen anything quite like it. Here are New Yorkers.
You're a New Yorker. What do you think of the road closures and the fuss around this wedding? You at one point used to work inside Madison Square Garden.
It looks a little concerning because you don't know what's going on, but I mean if it's for the safety, then I guess it's needed.
I'm Jane.
Jane, how excited are you?
It's very exciting. I mean, we don't know for sure if it's happening, but it's just very exciting to be in New York. A lot of good things are going on. And a lot of us love Taylor Swift. Her music is very relatable and fun, and she's just so happy and positive.
And what do you think of her fiancé?
I think he's great. He's amazing. They're a great match.
Why does America like Taylor Swift? Why does the world like her?
I would say that the entire world loves Taylor Swift because they've known about Taylor Swift probably as long as they've been born, since they were kids. The heartbreak songs, the relatability, it's all the teenage girls, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the audience that she pandered to from the jump, and it's like, who doesn't know about Taylor Swift? Who doesn't love Taylor Swift? God bless her, she's about to get a bigger bag. She's already super up.
We're outside Madison Square Garden, and I've bumped into a Monahan man. Are you here to see perhaps the wedding of the century? What are you doing here in your Monahan GA jersey?
I'm here on vacation. I was over for the World Cup. I've been scatterbrained. I've been in Vancouver, Miami, Boston, and now here in New York. I didn't even know it was on, to be honest. I seen loads of trucks and policemen about, and I was like, what's going on here? And nope, that must be it.
Good man from Monaghan on his holidays while Taylor Swift gets married. So what's your plan for the day, Henry, in the shorts and the T-shirt with the towel in 39 degrees heat? Are you going to be chasing down Taylor Swift?
Exactly. I will be out there in that heat with an ice cream. I'll try and get something smart. I'll try and get an invitation and find out what's really, truly going on. But we think the wedding of the century is going to happen. And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my baseball cap.
Eat the towel, Henry.
Sweaty towel.
We have every faith in you that you will be able to get us inside the room or as close as damn it. Make friends with the caterers. Make friends with the paparazzi, Henry. This is why we love you.
Well, that's a really good idea. I could just get a job as a caterer. I think that's my best chance of an invitation.
Henry McKean, job hunting with the heat and the towel and the shorts and the T-shirt and perhaps an ice cream as well. Thank you so much, Henry. Henry McKean at Madison Square Garden on the Taylor Swift wedding in New York City.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.